This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:03 on a Friday. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. He is Abe Gordon. Apparently I can't call him Abraham anymore. We learned last segment.
He's not you can Abraham. Still call me that. Just know it's not my actual name. That's all.
Are you confused on the day of the week? Or were you yesterday?
No.
I was, man. I kept thinking it was Monday tomorrow. I thought yesterday was Sunday or Monday, and today was like starting a full week. And like I literally thought that multiple times.
Bo, I'm always going to know when Friday's rolling around. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm always going to know when Friday's rolling around. Just in general.
Is there a reason? I mean,
because Friday, which is better than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I don't know. It gets lost on me during the football season because
I understand that
because it's like 7 days a week. So you're like, wait, what's today? But it is a Friday, which believe it or not, so it's cool. So we'll work a day. I'll have tomorrow off, and then we'll do the Falcons Saints will be on Sunday, the final game of the 2025 season, and it comes down to you're not going to make the playoffs, but you can finish on a good note. You can go out. Beat your rival. I can't imagine anybody is not wanting to beat the hell out of the Saints on Sunday, right? Like, that's the goal is to beat.
You want the real answer?
Well, I know the real answer, but I mean, I really wanted your answer.
For different reasons. Oh, I want them to beat the Saints, yes. I think there's certainly a sect of this fan base that is wants change, wants.
Yeah, but I don't think this game, and I don't think this game means change.
Maybe you don't think so.
The only way this game would bring change is if you went out there and got beat like the Panthers beat you in week 3, or maybe the Seahawks beat you the other day, a couple weeks ago. Like, if you lose this game, it's not going to bring change, and you would have to just not show up.
I agree. It's not certainly not going to be coming down to this one game to make the decision. I think there are people who might feel differently. I think there are people who say to themselves, boy, if you finish 4-0, there's no shot they're firing him. But if you finish 3-1 with a home loss to the Saints, could that change? I tend to agree with you. I don't think it comes down to this game. I think the Rams game had a much bigger impact than this one.
Yeah, I would tell you.
In that discussion, if that was even a discussion to begin with.
Just my personal thought. No one's. I don't have any information any way, which way or the other. I think the decision's already made. I think the decision's already
one
made.
One way, I don't know which the decision is.
I don't know what it is.
But
I'm just telling you, I think it's already made.
Yes, I agree.
Unless you would have to have. So a couple years ago when Arthur Smith got fired, going into the Chicago game, I thought if you won one of those games or if you lost both closely, he had a really good chance of coming back. The reality was you lost both of those by double digits, I believe. I know the Saints game you did, and then they had the incident with Jameis and the kneel down, and then Arthur has the moment in midfield with Dennis Allen, and then he's gone, right? He was gone that night, basically. Obviously this is a scenario different, but I don't feel the same going into this game. I think you would have to absolutely just be embarrassed on Sunday and then maybe whatever the thought process is, it would change it. But going into it, whether it's good or bad, I think the decision's already made.
I think it'd be a real problem for the organization if it weren't one way or the other.
Yeah,
result of this game against the Saints
matters,
in Week 18 swings
you.
Your decision, then there's much larger issues here with the organization. And I agree with you. I don't think that's the case. Do I think maybe the decision was still up in the air before this 3-0 run? Potentially. I think now that you've gone three, if it were up in the air and it swang one way, then I understand it. Not sure I would agree with it, but I would understand it.
All right. Before we went to break, I said if you could make a resolution.
You don't like that word, though.
Let
me tell you what we do. My run club, we have an intention run. A New Year's intentions. So it's not a resolution. It's what our intent is this year.
I don't like resolutions because I don't think you should wait till the calendar year turns to decide to change. Because most of the time,
if you want to start eating healthy December 13th, then do it then. Why wait 2.5 weeks?
Well, I think that's stupid because you know you're going to break it on Christmas. But I know your point. I'm not going to argue. That's me arguing the semantics. But you're right. I absolutely believe if you want to make a change in life. And you feel strongly enough that it needs to be made, you should go ahead and do it, especially if it's that big a one. That said, Garrett was doing our stuff, and he was like, I think it would be cool, and I tend to agree with him. So, Garrett, you can feel free to chime in as well. But let's go through it. If you were making a resolution, we're going to do the Falcons. Let's go ahead and get to the Falcons as we were talking about them. If you're going to make a resolution for the Falcons.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Falcons, for the New Year's, what would it be? And give a quick hit on the why.
And I took this to mean something you can control, something you can focus on, right? I hire a winning head coach is not a resolution.
That's silly, yes.
Okay, so with that in mind, I tried to take it from this angle. I said the Falcons' resolution or intent this year should be to better support the quarterback. And I come at that from a number of different angles. I think the quarterback was let down in roster management and some of the depth issues you had, especially with the receiving core, especially when Drake went down. I think the quarterback was let down from a level of consistency from some of the receivers and from Kyle Pitts. And quite frankly, I do think the quarterback, whether it's Cousins or Penix, was let down from a offensive approach and play calling at times as well. So for the 2026-2027 NFL season for the Falcons, whoever the quarterback is, better support that man.
I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that one because I think it is much needed. I do believe that in a lot of ways they tried to cater to what the quarterback wanted, almost to the detriment of the quarterback and them. And I think that's why you've seen kind of the way the offense has ran since Cousins. You know, honestly, for me, I would find a way to continue to strengthen the defense and mainly the front seven. I understand, and it also depends on who's here coaching, but the run defense can be helped by getting a guy up front that fits a run stopper. The problem is, can they play the same way? So maybe trying to address that. Or you're going to have to figure out what you want to do with Caden, and does that mean if Ulbrich's here, you go find another Divine Diablo type?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go, Bo. It's lean into this new defensive identity that you've been forming, and it starts in the front seven. So I completely agree. You also need to make sure that you have that secondary cornerback position figured out. I mean, Mike Hughes has been solid But you haven't made a massive investment in that position. Maybe that's something that you can look into. But Caden Ellis is the first big decision, and then the defensive tackle spot. I mean, alongside of your young dogs who are coming up, you need some run stoppers, and you need some guys who can really jump in and do that.
And for the record, David Onyemata's played great. So has Lakell Lynn. They've done much better recently against stopping the run, even against L.A. All right, real quick, Hawks.
I don't care which way it forks, but come to a conclusion on the future of Trae Young with his team.
Isn't that the only answer for the Hawks? Like, do you have a different answer?
No, it's lean into your new identity.
I don't even care if it's with or without.
I don't either.
Make a decision, lean into it, and go.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I think that's the only answer. I know I'm not going to be mad either way. I think I know which what I would do. But the reality is you have to, and I think that's what this year was meant to be. I think if we're all being honest.
Except that we've played 42 minutes with Jalen, Kristaps, and Trae on the court together in 20-something games.
That's why I use the word meant.
Yeah, I know.
Braves.
Again, this is not just like spend money and bring in another ace or add another high-powered, power-hitting bat. Like, I'm doing something that I think is realistic that they can maybe accomplish. So I went with figure out Acuna and where he fits best in the lineup and leave him there. And this is not just for 1 year. This is a where's he going to hit for the next 7-8 years of his future
with
this team.
But don't we know? And I like it. I like it.
Because they've already talked this offseason about we don't know yet where he's going to hit.
Well, yes, but Walt did tell Grant down at the winter meetings that I think he wanted him. I think I want to get it right because if not, Grant will text me, which is cool. I don't mind him texting me. But I think the line was basically figure out, like, I want to talk to Ronnie and make sure he's cool, but he'd like him. I think that we know the leadoff spot's at. I would – it's an interesting one. For me, I'm not about – the whole – front line thing and like everybody makes such a big deal about you got to do this and that. They have quality front line guys. To me, it's something that Alex Anthopoulos talked about with Dukes and Bell late last year, and he says we're always going to be able to go and be in the top 7 or 8 of the payroll in baseball. What that gets us is quality front line guys. We don't have the money to do depth, and what I would say is find a way to can have continued depth. They've done a good job of that with young players, but they've never done it with maybe the journeyman type player at certain positions. They've tried to use journeyman position guys at starting positions to plug holes where they didn't re-sign guys.
Well,
like
they just
Dansby.
Can't sustain depth because the unfortunate injury on the pitching staff
well,
up and down.
And that also has to do with money. So. You got anything real quick, Garrett? It's different.
No, it was simple as spend, baby, spend. But the thing is, you guys discussed it a lot better than I would. So
you have to sell, baby, sell, good. And you have to get an individual owner, and that doesn't necessarily guarantee success. The one thing I'll say about Liberty Media, like him or not, is they know that the Braves' sweet spot is at least competing for playoffs because that makes the battery money. And look, I'm in on it. All right, come in next. There's a couple of games in the NFL this weekend that will define who's in, or just basically decide who's playing in the playoffs. And we'll give you those and how they play out next on the Morning Shift. Sports U 99 on the game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.